Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, June 13th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're in, in tuning in from around the globe, whether you're live, whether you're on the replay numbers or replay links, or whether you're getting this call absolutely in your own language based on the country of your residence. You may be getting it instantaneously translated into your own language. So thank you for listening, everybody, and tuning in. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to a teaching that Sue and I have curated and Sue has put together for us tonight. Lord God, we just thank you that we are walking through the valley, the shadow of the valley of death. We are in midst of a lot of controversy, a lot of political strife, a lot of controversy that we're having to deal with. But we know that you have the answers, and we know that we're to keep our eyes on Jesus, and we know that we're supposed to focus on that and the result as we come through whatever it is we're working with. We thank you that you've got us, you've got our backs, you've got our fronts, and you've got angels at our bequest to be available to us for protection everywhere we go. And we thank you for protection. We thank you for just the period of time that we find ourselves in and what is about to take place. We thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, you and I collaborated a little bit on this teaching. You put it together. You wrote it up. And I'm excited to hear it.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. And just for everyone listening, we're talking about how we wanted to create pieces that would resonate with where you're going. You know, Everybody that's listening to this call is about to become a humanitarian or help the world in some way. And so, Bruce, I said, Bruce, you know, kind of what is the theme you'd like me to write about? And he said, how about exercising your faith to please God? And so this is the name. The title is Your Role in Exercising Your Faith to Please God, A Call to Humanitarians and Future Builders of the Earth. Big call, family, and humanitarians and future builders of the earth. I invite you to embark on a journey of self-reflection and inspiration. Today, we delve into a topic that is at the core of our existence as believers and our mission to make a lasting impact on this planet. We will explore your role in exercising your faith to please God and the profound teachings the Bible offers on the matter. Let us heed the call and discover how we can truly honor God through our actions. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. 2. Matthew 25:40, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. 3. James 1:27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. 4. Micah 6:8, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And 5, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. And finally, Galatians 6:9. Let's not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Exercising your faith to please God. In the grand tapestry of humanity, we often encounter challenges, obstacles, and opportunities to uplift others. But as humanitarians, you've dedicated yourselves to alleviating suffering, promoting justice, and spreading love and compassion. The Bible provides profound guidance on how to exercise your faith to please God in these endeavors. Proverbs 19:17 reminds us that our acts of kindness and generosity toward the less fortunate are not only meaningful to the recipients, but also please God. When we extend a helping hand to the marginalized, we're lending to the Lord Himself, and He promises to reward us for our selflessness. Jesus in Matthew 25:40 teaches us that every act of service, no matter how small, is an act of service to Him. By caring for the least of our brothers and sisters, we exercise our faith and bring joy to God's heart. Our humanitarian efforts become a means of expressing our love for the divine. James 1:27 emphasizes the importance of not only providing aid, but also looking after those who are most vulnerable. This includes orphans, widows, and all who find themselves in distress. Our faith is exercised through acts of compassion, and by doing so, we reflect God's character to the world. It's essential to remember that our motivations matter. Our actions must be driven by love, for love is the foundation of pleasing God and transforming lives. Our humanitarian efforts should not be fueled by personal gain or recognition, but a genuine desire to help others and to bring love. Remember, you are uniquely gifted and positioned to make a difference. Your skills, your resources, and passion can be channeled to transforming lives and glorifying God. Consider how you can integrate your faith with your humanitarian endeavors and seek the opportunities to embody love, compassion, and justice in all that you do. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Beautiful, Sue. Wonderful job. Thank you for putting that together, writing that up so beautifully. I mean, you were bringing out quite a few scriptures that just spoke to the idea of random acts of kindness. And what I love was, you know, even when, you know, Jesus said, when you offer a little child a cup of water, you do that as unto me. Imagine offering a child a cup of water, or any person, and then think how much greater it would be to dig a well, or tens, or 30, or 50, or 100-fold of wells in a foreign country where they have to go grab the water, bring it back, you know, 2 miles, 10 miles, wherever it is they live. We'll be able to have wells dug, which will allow them to have fresh, potable water that's good to drink right in the villages where they live. And this is part of the goal of Rebuild International. And I'm sure we've got plenty of people, Sue, that have, you know, digging water wells throughout the world as projects. I'm sure we do. I would hope so. I mean,
We do, yeah.
You know, you do, right? I mean, this is so important. But the idea that I love about the teaching is anything that we've done, we are enabled to do it. We have the talents. We have the giftings, we have the resources, and we have the heart as humanitarians to go forward with these projects. And I think the teaching tonight capsulized what it is our heart is when we go about doing the projects that we have created, and you've helped so many, many, many people create a project for a presentation, a world-class presentation at that. So I really enjoyed this. I think it just tells us where our heart is. It shows us that anything that we do like that, out of our heart, in love, one for another, is showing love unto God and also unto Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I just think it was a terrific teaching, and thank you for doing such a beautiful job of writing that up for us.
My pleasure, Bob, Bruce.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you. And Bob, you know, I'm thinking about Haiti. I'm thinking about Dominican Republic. I'm thinking about, you know, other countries, you know, when it comes to that idea of the wells and so on. But what was it in this teaching that struck a nerve with you that you could see how you would be involved in these random acts of kindness?
Yeah, so what came up for me was the concept of acts of kindness and compassion, and that love is really the most important part. Without it, you have nothing. And then I started thinking, you know, well, that's a really great, you know, goal and something to strive for, to be in that state as often as possible. But sometimes, you know, things get really busy. Also, things can make you really angry, right? If you're watching, you know, what Bruce was talking about earlier on TV, you could find yourself becoming very angry and maybe not in a very great state of kindness and compassion. So I was thinking, what could I do that would make it easier? Things that I already know that I haven't yet implemented that would make it easier to be in that state more often. So I said, okay, well, what would I do? So I thought, first I would sit quietly. And then I would envision something like a vision of a video of Jesus expressing love to a child, healing a child from blindness, or just holding a child in his arms and look closely at the child and look closely at Jesus. And then really feel it, like just be in awe of the feeling of that. And then once you're in that feeling, anchor it. So make some type of a gesture or some type of a sound where it would be maybe a beautiful sigh or a sign of a heart, something that signifies this feeling. Okay? And once you have that anchor, during the daytime, you can actually exercise that anchor. You can use it. And you can be in this state of faith that Sue was talking about, that this anchor that you'll use, which might be a symbol with your fingers or a sound, is going to recreate in your heart and in your feelings that feeling of love that you had purposefully conjured up earlier. And this is activating this feeling using that anchor. And then it becomes easy to express it. Once the feeling has come back, then it's easy to put it forward to other people. And I think it's also important to make a process like this something that's joyful. So you want to do this in a state where it's like, well, I've got to do this because the teaching said to do this, so I'm going to do it. I think better is to anticipate how joyful this process is going to be. You know, they say that one can create with ease that which is approached with the energy of joy. And that energy of joy gives a power to the process that amplifies the feeling, that amplifies the love, because they're both beautiful, positive feelings. And in this way, having a skill, a technique, an anchor to help you along the way makes it much more likely that you will not get weary.
Wow, that's beautiful, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. I was drifting off into kind of what it would be like to feel that and be experiencing what you said. And I like that. I like it a lot. I think it's, you know, to give from our heart, to be ready and available, that's what God wants. He wants us to be earthen vessels, ready to receive the power of the Holy Spirit and let the Spirit come into us and through us. Sue, how did you see that teaching that you wrote up? What was it that was significant to you, and how do you comment on it?
Wow, this is a massive integration possibility moment. MIPM. It's you know, the what was cool is to watch our concept of like inspiring people to really think about their role and who they're going to be as they become creators. That, and so many, remember, I've seen so many of them. I've really thought long and hard and have an incredible heart for helping those that have been left behind. And we see that with Genia all the time. And, you know, I've seen a lot of the projects go by my desk. So that's really, really strong in our community. And that's really what it was, is just to have us thinking about what we're about to do as leaders. And then what I really, really loved about Bob, and I think it's going to be a very significant shift in the world, is that Bob took us into the experience of getting it into the part of our brain, our limbic system, our emotional system, of what it would be like to be held by Christ, to have felt the splendor, the connection, the frequency of that quality of love. And that's what I think is really the heart and the shift that the whole world is going to go through. Just like Bob, I mean, I'm going to tell you until the cows come home, the advantages of quieting your mind. Got to get some water.
And getting a drink, yep.
Quieting your mind and literally taking yourself into the direct experience of being a Christ to someone else, of knowing what it's like. It has to be both, knowing what it's like to receive that and then turning around and being the person that could give that to someone else. What I think is going to happen is when we don't have the scarcity issues that we have, and we get through this transitional period, the goal is really going to be to embody that kind of love. This is what we do in all my classes, to design your time and your life and your relationships so that you can be out of the stress that limits your capacity to be that frequency. You don't see that frequency very often because people are going too fast. That's a frequency of being with Christ, is being out in nature and having a deep connection and a miraculous connection with the light of Christ all around you or inside of you. But unless you've tasted that, you couldn't describe it. You couldn't repeat it, which is why Bob said create an anchor, because it's something you need to practice, know, and own. So what I loved about this whole creation that we did tonight is we brought in the scriptural, which tends to be a little intellectual unless you're sitting and really meditating on what it means. And we brought it into, hopefully everyone got an experience of being, experiencing, living as that love that Bob so beautifully captured and that is captured in the text. But that's going to be our greatest contribution, is to design our lives, be that to others, and feel like, you know, you could go up and you could get that kind of hug from Bob. You could get that kind of hug from me. You could get that kind of hug from Bruce. That your teams are filled with that kind of love, and yet you're still doing amazing things. So that's, and I'll talk about that. We actually are having that experience in a place that I'll tell you about.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate those comments. And thank you for bringing out that teaching, because it took a really good concept and made it experiential for us. So that was important. Now, Sue, today is the day that we look at any praise reports that may have come in, being the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any praise reports that you can bring in?
Yes, I do. Just hold the space for just a minute.
Okay, we'll hold the space.
I'm good. I'm good. I've got it going on. Mm. And this is, we don't have our praise times three. We're praying for our praise times three companion, friend, love, and greatness, wherever you are. But we have one from Ms. Jeannie. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us travel safely to Madrid, Spain last Thursday, 6/8/23, to visit family. First time for me. 6 hours ahead here in Spain from East Coast because of all the airline changes and cancellations due to fires in Canada and the long line, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to visit such a friendly and religious country. Always hola and gracias and mucho gracias, buenos dias, buenos tardes, buenas noches. What a joy. We're happy for you. June 13th, National Random Acts of Light Day. Oftentimes it takes just one gentle word or small token to help overcome darkness. On June 13th, National Random Acts of Light Day encourages us to bring light to the darkness of cancer by surprising someone with an act of kindness. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us to do good for others. It's not a duty, but a joy, for it increases our own health and happiness. National Weed Your Garden Day. Every year, June 18th is observed as National Weed Your Garden Day. National Sewing Machine Day. Each year on June 13th, the National Sewing Machine Day honors an invention that has kept us in stitches for over 150 years. Before the sewing machine, tailors and sewers created clothing by hand, stitch by a single stitch. I'm shortening these, Jeannie. I'm sorry, but they're long, so it's whatever. World Softball Day is celebrated each year on June 13th. That's good to know, huh, Bruce?
In the United States.
However, mm-hmm. the day is not just about promoting softball. It's about promoting physical activity for good health. World Softball Day also nourishes the spirit of sportsmanship and social integration. We are thankful for the med beds that are to be available hopefully in June 2023 this month for Pastor mm-hmm. Scott and his three times praises every Tuesday. For all the listeners, every Tuesday and Thursday, several millions that will make a positive difference in this world going forward with the humanitarian project. So grateful to God for keeping us grounded, pushing us forward to the finish line, praying that this happens very soon, hopefully mm-hmm. this week. So grateful mm-hmm. for this call. Hope everyone has a very healthy, happy, and blessed week. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Jeannie.
Yes, thank you, Jeannie. And glad you had a safe trip over to Spain. That explains why we didn't hear anything from you Thursday. You were traveling. And so far we have not heard from Pastor Scott today, which is, you know,
we're
normally not
him.
The case.
Yep.
We are praying for him, yes. And just to give you a heads up, tomorrow is Flag Day, June 14th. It's Flag Day in the United States. And it's also President Trump's birthday tomorrow.
Mm.
So happy birthday tomorrow, President Trump. Let's see. Sue, thank you for that. Any other praise reports to give?
That's it, Bruce.
All right. Well, let's come into your segment tonight and see what it is you can share with us, if anything, from your call tonight. And just anything you want to bring to us that we need to know about moving forward from today.
Well, I'm going to talk about the power of community and how really important, and I'm sure a lot of you know this because of making the choice to follow the RV and what it has done and is creating in your life in terms of community or lack of community, people who believe or, you know, don't believe. And we're currently in, we're currently in a new program called Sudden Sovereignty, and it's about designing your relationships and your time for maximum impact. And what does that mean? It means that in doing all these leadership trainings, a lot of people, Bruce and Bob, have mentioned that, you know, they're in one place getting ready to do this big humanitarian thing. And as was revealed in our first class yesterday, a lot of people aren't supported by the people that are they're closest to.
Mm-hmm.
So husbands, you know, a wife may say, what are you doing? Why are you investing in this? Why are you taking classes in this? I don't see anything about it. To literally just about everybody on our call had somebody in their family that meant you know, was really important to them that wasn't supporting them. So we had an incredible first class yesterday. And what was important, and what I want you to take away from this, these are people that have signed up for just about every, not just about, literally every class that's been offered. Every class. There's a total of about 36 people in this super, how would I say, preparatory, people that are proactive to learn the skills of leadership, humanitarian leadership, post-RV leadership, the science of it, the quantum future of it, things that challenge me to go out and research and create these new understandings about exponential organizations and what's going to be happening in the future. They've signed up for every single class, as Bruce knows. And in yesterday's class, what was so powerful to witness is the quality of connection that we all have with each other. There's so much love. There's so much respect. There's so much safety and non-ego. And if anybody's thinking, you know, you never know, I doubt that we're going to get delayed, but I'll give you an email in case you want to sign up for any of these classes, because probably I've never seen any of the classes or people that sign up for one of these classes show up with any ego. And that's going to be very important to know. Mm-hmm. So you know who to have on your team, how to pick it. It's very evenly distributed, men and women, equally, you know, just very, very balanced connection. So when you go to the Redemption Center and then you meet with your premier banker, the number one wish that I have for all of you is that you ask yourself these questions. And we do a lot of self-reflection. This is all based on self-leadership, the ability to consciously design and create regenerative, I use regenerative thinking a lot, things that will regenerate you as a person, as a leader, and then create regenerative impact in your communities, like something that's going to give back, not deplete you. So ask yourself this question. What do I deeply need to feel supported? What do I deeply need to feel supported? And I know for myself, because of what I like to study, that what's missing in our world right now is that deeper sense of attunement and connection and concentration. We don't have people that are able to be quiet and be present and be available. And that's what's so extraordinary about all these groups that come together. They're incredibly present, incredibly encouraging. It's like you're in the room with about 36 or whatever Christ. It's amazing, amazing. So make sure you have people that are really tuning in with awareness to what you need. And that's what you're doing for yourself right now. It's a real act of self-compassion. And it needs to start with you. And I'll come back to my tips. It turns out that with just the 19 people on this call, Bruce and Bob.
On this class tonight?
Yep. We have 200. They represent 266 projects.
Well, that's a tremendous amount.
266 projects are getting designed, are getting their leaders ready, are getting them so they design the best relationship structures, both personally and professionally, so they feel supported, so they can be regenerative leaders. 266. That's half of our 36 core group. And so it's amazing to see what happens in that group that are talking so much about their projects, about their leadership, about learning the skills of leveraging their time and learning to consciously design their relationships so that, number one, the brand of their project, brand experience, I'm going to speak marketing speak for Bob, the customer experience, what is it going to be like to be a partner in your project? What is it going to be? What are you going to be experiencing when you're working with Rebuild America? What is that going to be like? And then their employee experience, the people that are going to be working with you, what is it going to be like for them? What's going to be great for them to be working on water scarcity in my case, Rebuild America in your case, obviously Bob with what he's got with, you know, the people that Bob has working for them. It is so amazing to be able to work at his company because they're transforming people's health. They're doing things that matter. They've got the number one ingredient, which is going to be very important to have in your projects. It's not your paycheck that makes people happy. That's actually a counter incentive. If you offer people that are naturally motivated a lot of money, it can be counter incentive. They're doing it because they love it. They're doing it because it makes a difference for them to offer their talent and their gifts. These people on Sudden Sovereignty are there because they want to give into the learning and the shared learning of how to be a really remarkable leader when advanced technologies, industries are going to transform, people are going to transform, way of life is going to transform, and they want to be thinking about those changes. They want to be processing those changes. They want to be learning about adapting to those changes in advance. Just like having Jesus hold you, you want to be a leader held by Jesus as you walk into a new world, and you want to get that guidance so you know how to do it. So think about what you need. That's one thing, one question. What would I really need to be supported? And a lot of this is going to shake your little world, maybe, because you probably haven't allowed yourself to think about what you most deeply needed to feel supported and at your best. It's the number one thing. Compassion is going to start with self-compassion. A little bit of a peeve I have. It's got to start inside of you, or else you can't give it to somebody else. If you don't have compassion for yourself, how could you have compassion for someone else? You can't. You can't. Really deep compassion. So think about that. And if you want to participate in any upcoming classes and this resonated with you and you want to be one of those new, deep, amazing, awestruck, powerful leaders, please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put in leadership course. And we'll let you know whatever is coming up, if it's coming up. And it's going to be anywhere from $100 to $150. It's never more than that. It's going to be 3 hours, or really it's like an hour and a half is what, 3 hours, 4.5 to 6 hours of training for just $100 to $150. And I'll say that most people give it on a scale of 0 to 10, and I know my people are listening, so they go 10 or above always. And so we have a really, really high, amazing success rate. And the people that you're going to meet and the inspiration you're going to feel and the connection to be with people that are like, as somebody said on the call today, Bruce, she said, this is the thing. She goes, from the first class that I took to you to now, it's like this, it's like I know this is the reason I was born. That's the kind of people you're going to meet. That's who you want to surround yourself with. And to have that exposure now before we get started is a very powerful, inspiring environment to live with, through, and around. So do that. And if you haven't done your world-class presentation and you, you know, are itching to get a humanitarian project out, same email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just put world class, $165, and then put your name, your telephone number, put if you have Cash App or Zelle, and we will get back to you and get it out to you. Hopefully you're going to do that like pronto. And you'll be writing up an executive presentation that you can present in 5 to 8 minutes, and it's going to make you look like you know how to articulate it as a very sharp, very brief, but executive-sounding presentation. And you won't have to hassle, how do I write that? How do I get this big concept into a little paragraph? It's all done for you. So those are my things, Bruce. And I just want to give a shout out to the greatest humanitarians that I've been blessed to know and work with, and for all the people that participated in any of the world class or any of our offerings. Just know how blessed and honored we've been to work with you and to facilitate your stepping into your greatest adventure and your greatest contribution. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. And I know the classes have gone well and will continue to do it. So that'll be great. Okay, very much. Thank you, Sue. All right, let's change gears a minute, Bob, and let's go back to what normally you have, and that is testimonials. And I hope you've got a few new ones because we love the testimonials. I know I do. And anything else that you've got in the way of anything new research-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a couple of testimonials. And a couple of them are really short. One just came in like 20 minutes ago. Another one a few days. Another one an hour ago. And here's one short one by a lady whose initials are S.O. Says, I really like my Boomer products. They're helping me to keep going and get over any downtime I may be going through. I'm grateful that they come automatically every month so I don't have to run out. This is a big help. This is a big help because it's hard to keep track of everything these days. There's so much going on, and people want to prioritize their health. So it's good that we have computer systems that will set and every 30 days send people out what they want. And then it's also good that people can go in and modify that that order, if they want to add something, if they want to pause for a few days, whatever it might be. And we get lots of testimonials thanking us for having that software. And I have to tell you, Bruce, it's not that easy to have a properly run system, subscription system, where people can get stuff automatically. It takes very advanced software, because a lot of things can go wrong if you don't have the very best software. Okay. And in order to get it, you have to pay many hundreds of dollars a month for access to that software. And it requires people to answer the phone, because not everyone can go in and navigate and figure out how to pause or change their subscription. So it's good to have somebody pick up the phone, like Jean or Stephanie or Lucy or Ann or Jim. Not me. Don't call and ask for me to change your subscription.
No.
It'll get screwed up for sure. but everybody else knows how to do it.
Okay.
And that's the other thing about a subscription program. You want to have confidence that you can call up and say, hey, I need help with this, which we do. So here's another short one. This one's the one that came in 23 minutes ago now. A woman whose initials are PH. Always look forward to my order coming. Thanks to Gene for all his help. And, you know, Gene is really amazing, you guys. I spoke to him on the phone today. You know, he works from home.
Right.
And he's got his own computer, his phone, and it's dialed right into the cloud-based server of RingCentral. So Boomers Forever Young has its own account with RingCentral, and they manage our 800 number. And that has all these sophisticated features that allow people to work from home, and it's just as if they were right there in the office. And there's all kinds of ways that the staff can see if a call was missed, if someone left a message, and to be able to really keep track of it easily. Mm-hmm. And right away, first thing in the morning, someone will check to see if there's messages that came in overnight and people need help in the morning.
Right.
And then here is another testimonial, Bruce. It's a little bit longer. And these people have given us a testimonial before, but they added to it and gave us more detail. And
all right.
This is a family. And their first initials are D and S, and their last initial is H. And this is the husband writing this, and he says, my wife and I have been using the dual combo of Barley and Boost for about 2 months, along with the healing mat. He's talking about circulation mat.
Right.
I have almost completely removed all of the pain that I had in my knee. I just started yesterday taking the aloe vera immune, and I'm excited for what it will do. I had stage 4 cancer in 2011, but I've been cancer-free going on 11 years.
Oh, praise God.
But the chemo caused damage to my heart. I'm looking forward to seeing an increase in my ejection fraction. That's the strength that his heart's beating with. Since taking Boomers and the healing mat, my wife's blood pressure went from 150 over 90 to 136 over 68.
Okay.
And they signed off. So this is a really good thing. Blood pressure is a big problem. If your blood pressure is constantly 150 over 90 over time, you can have problems. You can be at risk for a stroke. And to get it down right. where the lower number is down to 68, that's really, really good.
Yep.
And they're talking Very about good. Having their healing mat also. And this is a mat that is very versatile, but the main thing that it's doing is it's helping people who are aging, whose circulation is not as good as it used to be. Because circulation gets worse as you age for many people, not everyone, but for most people, your circulation gets worse as you age. And part of it is because of the photoreceptors that are on your cells and are in your mitochondria that, and also in huge supply in the cones and rods in your eyes. And we are receiving photons that are coming from the sun and also in massive supply coming from the core of the earth. The core of the earth is molten, but it's circular, and it's actually just enough substance to it that it actually can rotate inside the earth. And that rotation, along with the rotation of the earth and the iron, the molten iron, is creating this chemical reactions that produce these photons. Now, photons are a little mysterious. They're elements of light, and they appear seemingly out of nowhere when there's a quantum leap in a chemical reaction. And when that quantum leap occurs, because two atoms or molecules are combining together, or and you have an orbit of electrons where you're adding another ring of electrons, or you're taking away a ring of electrons because of a chemical reaction or heat, all of a sudden, they call that a quantum leap, and a photon appears from this chemical reaction. And there's a lot of theories as to where those photons are coming from. How do they manifest mysteriously this way? But the fact remains that human beings are highly dependent on them. Those single dots or elements of light are absorbed by our body, and they activate many different things, including they activate the capillaries that need to expand and contract for blood to flow. And when you add more photons, when you add more pulses of energy, by lying down on a circulation mat that's hooked to a power supply that is mimicking the pulses that are coming from the core of the earth, that are dilating your capillaries, you're now experiencing a very high level scientific breakthrough and technology mm-hmm. that you can get for your own home without a doctor's order. And you can increase your circulation back to what it was like when you were 20 years old. And extremely valuable because you're circulating oxygen and you're circulating all your nutrients, and those nutrients need to get to your periphery.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people use a product like the Dynamic Combo, which gives them vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids and branched chain amino acids and coenzyme Q10 and on and on and on, antioxidants, metabolic enzymes, right? And your blood plasma is now rich with all the nutrients your body needs to be healthy, and you mm-hmm. are using one of these circulation mats. You're now circulating all of that good stuff to your brain, to to your toes, to your fingers, and every other part of your body, including to your kidneys, which need lots of blood being pumped through them in order to perform their function. And you can easily see why this husband and wife team are so happy in the picture that they sent us, having the best nutritional products in the world now and a circulation mat to help deliver it to every cell of their body. And this gentleman who's looking for the strength of his heart to increase, he's going to be in for a very pleasant surprise, especially now, Bruce, that he's taking the aloe vera immune. This is a product we have, that stimulates your bone marrow to make and release more stem cells.
Okay.
And adult stem cells replace old cells that have died off all throughout your body, including your brain, your heart, your liver, your muscles, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And by the billions, you are producing these adult stem cells that are then going through your bloodstream to all the parts of your body to create brand new cells. And this aloe vera immune product stimulates your bone marrow to make and release more adult stem cells. And we actually have a podcast that we made a couple of years ago, Bruce, that talks about how stem cells need nutrition also. And so this is just a really, really great combination to use the barley and the Boomer Boost to get your blood plasma rich with nutrients and to have a circulation mat and to have the aloe vera immune, because those stem cells need to be circulated. They need to move in your bloodstream to get to the place where they're needed to build, to create new cells and to build new tissue. And when you put that all together, like, all right, now we have great circulation and we have lots more stem cells. But guess what? Stem cells need nutrition also, because what's happening with all this nutrition is it's being transported in your blood for what purpose? To drop down into your cells, because your cells, the interior of your cells, needs that nutrition. It needs all those vitamins and coenzymes in order to produce energy and make muscle and to have cognition. And so this couple has a really, really great combo. And I this is really going to pay off for them in a big way.
Yep. And as a cancer survivor, Bob, of stage 4, what kind of cancer did he say?
No, he didn't say that.
But he's
stage 4 is pretty far advanced.
Of any kind of cancer, to come out of that and then get the nutrition, get the circulation increased up to 30%, it's going to go a long way. And like you said about new stem cells, they need the nutrition too. And if he's taking aloe vera, is it called aloe vera immune, Bob, something like that?
Yes.
That works really well to increase the amount of stem cells that are in your body or could be created in your body. That's good. Wow. That's amazing.
Just one last thing here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new study that just came out, and this is so great that these researchers did this. You know, there's been some speculation for quite a while now that diseases like Parkinson's disease and other diseases are linked to the gut microbiome, the bacteria in your intestines, right?
Okay.
And these researchers had the idea that they wanted to see if there were actually biomarkers of different types of bacteria that were present in the gut of people with Parkinson's disease, but not in people without Parkinson's disease. And sure enough, they figured it out, and they found the exact types of bacteria that are in excess in people with Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
This study was commented on by a lot of advanced neurologists that treat Parkinson's. And they kind of always knew that there was something in relation to the microbiome. But now this study specifically identified 12 different microbiome markers that were present in people with Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wow.
And a very important study because there's a lot you can do about that. And you can take steps to minimize your risk of Parkinson's, and also you can take steps to mitigate it, you know, if you start to get it, right? And the most logical thing to do would be to commission a company that does very in-depth microbiota analysis, where they can take a stool sample of yours and give you back a report that says, we have discovered that you have this profile, you have too much of this, not enough of this, and we can create a custom probiotic for you that will restore that balance. And so if people are listening and they know someone with Parkinson's disease, just know that this is no longer speculation that people should pay attention to the bacteria in their gut if they have Parkinson's, because for the most part, the neurologists that are treating people are not going to either know this, or they're not going to have any type of a solution related to it.
Right, right.
That's not the typical thing that happens at the office of the neurologist, is to have a stool sample done. Okay?
Right.
And so just know that that's the case, and there are things that you can do about it. Other aspects, like we've seen with Parkinson's, we've seen tremendous results with people getting better nutrition. I've watched videos of medical doctors that had gotten Parkinson's disease that had used specific nutritional regimes that got substantially better, were able to go back to riding their bicycles and things like that, and walk up and down stairs without holding the handrails, just from nutrition. And I think that if people pay attention and do that, pay attention to their microbiota, and know also that Fisher-Wallace stimulators can help with Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wow.
And we've had a couple of people that came to see us that came back months later that had regained significant function. One man whose left arm was essentially paralyzed and contracted, after a couple of months, came back to see us and was able to use his left hand completely naturally. Able to open the door with it, eat with that hand if he wanted to. All the tremors had gone away, and it became functional again. And I remember the day when he came back to see us and how excited he was. He was going into remission. And so that, because I saw that study tonight, Bruce, with this very definitive proof of this, this discovery, is a pretty major step forward in the field of treating Parkinson's.
That's tremendous.
Yep, it is. It's great research study.
That is good research, really. Super, Bob. Thank you for bringing that to us. Yeah. Now, let's let everybody know how they can get to the website, your website, so they can look at podcasts, all kinds of information, as well as see a full array of products under Boomers. And what they want to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when they land on our homepage, what they'll do is see the banner that says Boomers on it. When they click on that Boomers banner, it takes them as a direct link into your website. So they'll go in there and they'll be able to look through the various products that are there. They can look at the dynamic combo. They can see all of the various pieces that are part of the total health system. They can learn about all the individual supplements that we have, and they can look into aloe vera. They can look into neurofuel, everything that's there. Obviously, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, vitamin D3, omega, plus omega 3, and not to mention the magnesium and zinc combo, which is really important, and so on and so forth. They can go through a full array of those. And I think that's terrific, Bob. And all they need to do is put something together in a cart in the way of an order and do that online completely. And then there is an 800 number that they can call to get assistance or to get some information about the circulation mat that you described. And the 800 number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that gets everybody access to our website, Bob's website, and everything that they need in the way of good nutrition is right there. Anything else that we want to add to that, Bob?
Nope, that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 10:15.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Okay, guys, let's see what we can do in 15 minutes or less in the way of intel. Now, yesterday, we got some information from some of our best sources that indicated that we would have notifications within a period within this morning, Tuesday morning, all the way to Thursday morning. Anytime within that period, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday morning to Thursday morning. And then based on that, today is out. That narrows it down quite a bit to Wednesday or Thursday morning. Will they wait till the last possible minute to do this Thursday morning? Don't be surprised if they do it. I'm not going to be surprised by it. If they start out with numbers tomorrow, 800 numbers, we set our appointments, we start exchanges Thursday, that's very doable. If we get numbers early, hey, they could be one of these deals where we wake up to them Thursday morning. We could wake up to our emails, call, set appointments, and start exchanges on Thursday. Now, we know the Redemption Center was not staffed today, Redemption Centers, but tomorrow is a different animal, and we believe for sure that Redemption Centers will be staffed from Thursday on for about 2 weeks. So that'll take us till about the 29th or so of June. So we've got quite a lot to do in that period of time, but it looks as though this will occur for us to get notified by Thursday morning. The other thing is, we know that they're trying to finish up everything to get all banks that are still in business, and many of the smaller banks have been picked up by the larger banks, okay, and bought out by them. So there might be more banks in this than we know right now. But the banks are needing to be Basel III compliant when the QFS system is fully activated on Thursday, the 15th. When it's fully activated and every bank is Basel III compliant, boy, then we're off and running. We're off to the races. The other piece of information that we got today was that Nisara Jisara is to be activated starting the 16th of June, which is Friday. So we could see this thing go for us Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday with our 800 numbers. And then all of a sudden, the next day on Friday, we've got some form of announcement on Nisara and Jisara, which sort of follows. That sort of makes sense. And then what is supposed to be covered, we believe, I don't know if they'll go into the entire thing, but I know that they're supposed to talk about the increase in Social Security, which we understood from Social Security would start this month. And secondly, that the restitutional allowance would also start this month of June. Now, I don't know how that's going to come exactly. I know for older folks, 62 and older, it'll be lump sum. And I know for younger people, let's say about 10 years after you started working, let's call it 28 or so, to the age of 61, it would be divided into payouts that would be monthly payouts for, I believe it was 12 or 13 months. And whatever that total is, they would divide it up and pay that out monthly. Now, it's going to be a nice change for a lot of people. Obviously, our situation with currencies is going to be much, much better. And maybe we don't even want to talk about an increase in Social Security. Maybe we don't even need the restitution allowance. But it is something that is coming to us. So, there are other things that are coming. I do want everybody to be aware that the MedBed rollout for setting appointments for MedBeds will be based on need, how close you are to going 6 feet under, basically. You know, it's going to determine the need, but when you go into the redemption centers, if, like in my case, I need to see it so I can get my eyes and everything else fixed, you know, if you let them know that you want to be around for quite a while, 100, 200, 300 years, whatever it is, or more, to see your projects come to fruition, to be there for them, then you want to try to get in the med bed as soon as possible. And they're supposed to key in something for you. They may even give you the number to call to set an appointment for the med beds. We'll see how that works out. But they're supposed to be assisting us in that sense that I just said at the redemption centers. Guys, we are just so close. So in the meantime, based on this coming out tomorrow or Thursday, what do you want to do? You want to make sure that you've got your project presentations complete and ready to present in 5 to 8 minutes at the Redemption Center. All right, so based on that, if you don't have your project lined out in a good outline, you need to get in touch with Sue, but you need to check it out right away, because she can send you the world-class formula and get you every example that you need to see how your presentation would need to be built out, with several examples, the right nomenclature, the wording, everything, the syntax, everything that you need to create a world-class presentation. So to get the world-class formula, it's a $165 investment that you're making in your presentation, in your projects, and all you need to do is send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, Integrated, Integrated, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And when you send it, put in the subject line, World Class Formula, $165. That way she knows, you know, you're investing $165 into this presentation formula. And you want to go ahead and have Zelle or Cash App as your means of payment, your method of payment, and you want to put your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email that you send Sue, so she can call you, most likely text you if she needs to. Most everything you're going to get is going to come by email. 6 different emails from her, and you'll get those in a proper order. You go through, and it'll be self-explanatory how to do that. So if you're interested in that at this stage of the game, go ahead and send an email to Sue, and it's integratedminds@hushmail.com. Now, additionally, Sue is working on the class for a Sudden Sovereignty. Today was her second of 3 classes. If this tarries for any reason, she would be doing additional classes. And if you're interested and you want to pre-register for something future that doesn't need to be paid now, just put, she wanted you to put something like, what was it? I'll tell you what, just put future class in the subject line. And it's going to run between 100 and 150, depending on how many days she goes. If it's a 3-day, she'll take go 100. If it's 4 days for 6 hours, it would be 150. So send Sue an email if you're interested in future classes. This is pre-registration only in case this tarries and you want to be part of what she's been doing, like the Sudden Sovereignty that she's teaching now. Send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And again, put your name and phone number in the body of the email. You don't have to worry about payment yet, because we're just pre-registering you, showing interest. You're showing interest in it. Now, beyond that, guys, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty on this thing. And will they release this on Flag Day tomorrow? Will they release this on President Trump's birthday tomorrow? Anything's possible, right? We know that. Will they wait to the last minute, send these out by email to us overnight, tomorrow night? We get them when we wake up on Thursday morning. Call with the toll-free number, set appointments Thursday and start Thursday. We'll see which it is. We'll see which it is. But there is a lot happening between, let's call it now and the end of this month. It's going to be really, really good. So I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about where we stand. I'm excited about our projects, excited about Rebuild America. Make sure, if you're a new listener and you want to get the toll-free numbers, the 800 numbers, sent to you by email, make sure that you are registered on bigcalluniverse.com. And you just register by putting your email in. And then that gets you automatically in to where you'll receive that email, which we will send those out. As it may not be the fastest way it gets out, but they'll go out to a lot of people. And some people, they have all the emails for. Some of them, they don't have the emails for. People that have been gifted, people that have changed emails, they don't have all that, you know, that the Treasury has to give to Wells Fargo to send out all these emails for us. But I think you guys will do well. Those that have listened to the Big Call for a number of years have a better shot of knowing what to do. But we just thank you so much for everything that you guys have done to be here. Now let's see what happens tomorrow, and then we'll see what happens on tomorrow or Thursday. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. We're just looking so strong right now. All right, everybody. Listen, let's pray the call out and have a great night and see what happens in the next 2 days. Lord God, we thank you so much for everybody that's listening to the Big Call, whether it's live or whether it's on a replay. Thank you, God, for everyone that's part of it, that everyone that is part of this community that is going forward with humanitarian projects. Thank you for the hearts that want to experience everything we're looking to enjoy in the coming days. Thank you for bringing in the toll-free numbers for us. Lord God, bring in this blessing that is going to be so amazing for us to use to help level the playing field all the way across the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We'll see what happens tomorrow and Thursday.